All right, we're going to wrap up things here with Shane Hamlin. Shane has been kind of the quiet partner here, guarding his voice.
Yes, I'm actually reserving my voice today.
That's
so
right.
I'm not talking too much, but yeah, I'm getting over a sickness, and I apologize for everyone.
I'm glad you could make it in here today, because you're going to be talking about the gaming industry, a big, big part of what people do on their computers.
Well, I mean, I like to think of myself as a gamer. I'm a huge gamer, but I mean, I am a tech. I mean, that's what I do for a living. That's what I pay with the bills, but my love and passion is video games and radio, and that's what I've been doing for many years. And, you know, you think, well, you know, why is video gaming so important, or why is it so big? And if I give you some numbers, I mean, 50% of video gamers are males between 18 and 50. I mean, this is not, you know, 16-year-old people.
No.
There's not a 12-year-old, you know, in a large number, there's a 27% of that 100% is over 50 that actually game.
Wow.
So, I mean, the males have it widespread on video gamers. It,
right.
It's just not, you know, the 12-year-old neighbor kids playing video games anymore.
Just killing me to think somebody's 50 years old down in somebody's basement, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, I'm 47. I mean, I'm not far from 50, and I love video games.
They are not in the basement. They're in front of their 60-inch TV in the living room in a house they've purchased for the gaming industry.
On an Xbox One.
Oh, my gosh.
We've changed. We've gone high-tech, and we're no longer hiding in the basement. We've come out.
Yeah, we're in the living room now.
It's a hugely profitable industry, too, isn't it?
It's one of the largest. It beats the movie industry every year. Well, now this year I don't know about with Star Wars, but yeah, it does.
With all the virtual reality, getting down to the right price point to be really consumer-oriented, you put a fork in it. You don't believe that that's going to happen, or even augmented reality.
That was one of my predictions. I think we're going to finally put to bed this virtual reality with gaming.
When it got cheap enough.
Well, here's the thing. There's not enough gaming companies that are on board with this. For one thing, gamers, you got to remember, gamers just don't, a lot of them do, but most hardcore gamers will sit on a game for hours at end. Can you imagine the headache coming off a VR session for 2-3 hours? I mean, it would just be insane. I can't imagine that coming off of one of those sessions after 3 hours. I mean, your head would just probably pound. There's just not enough. Those large game companies like EA and Bethesda, these companies that produce these games that are coming on board with VR.
But there's even bigger companies that have invested so much money, and they're now coming out with, you know, under 100. Google's got Cardboard that's coming out for, you know, it seems like dollars.
Correct.
Right?
I mean, you can own one of those for fairly cheap, but if you don't have any really cool game content to play on it, it's not going to matter one bit.
It also sounds like part of the challenge is just the physical problem of using it. They've still got a long ways to go.
It's a long ways away. I mean, just think you can pop on these headsets and play, you know, Call of Duty. It's just not. It's not there. It's not going to happen because these are Twitch games. These are very minute, quick response games that if there's any bit of a lag it's over. The gamers will reject it completely, and it'll just go away.
So there's a lot to do with virtual reality to make it.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to walk around a room and play, you know, mole smash and smash moles that pop out of your furniture, fine.
Whack-a-mole.
But whack-a-mole. for hardcore gaming and gaming, you know, Call of Duties, even some of the, you know, Minecraft. I mean, that's still, they did a little demo, but it's still a long ways away.
Can you imagine how cool it would be to play? Because I've never played any of those games, but I've seen the commercials. Yeah. And I think it'd be cooler to sit in my room with a Call of Duty helmet on, just like the guys I see in the show shooting and stuff like that. I mean, what's the purpose? Why are they wearing helmets?
Trust me, I'm not saying that it wouldn't be cool.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's going to disappear for a while because it's just not there. The technician.
Exactly.
It's going to go back into the labs, and they're going to work on it some more.
I'm not sure exactly, but okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay, for gaming, yes. I can tell you that right now. For gaming, it is going to go away because there's just not enough. There's no producers doing anything for it.
Yeah, and that's one of the keys.
I mean,
is a producing for it.
Yeah, it's all about content.
Games for it.
It's all about content. I mean, look at Nintendo. Nintendo is another one of my predictions. Nintendo's about ready to go bye-bye, and I never thought I would see the day that I didn't have a Nintendo system out there. But if they don't get this next launch ready or right, it's going to be the end of them because it's all about game content. And you can't release consoles or game devices without that popular game content. And Nintendo's going to do it again. They just did it once before just recently with their U, and it just flopped. It was one of the worst game launches in history. And they're coming out with another one, the NX. And if they don't have a major title for that release, like a oh, a Zelda or
Mario.
Mario, they're going to fail completely.
So they've been coasting along, it seems, on their past successes. And
correct.
It's time to put up shut. Now, you mentioned game consoles.
Yes.
And one of your predictions is that there's going to be a big price drop coming.
Yeah, I mean, $400, that's great for the first release when they're new. You're going to see this year, early this year, you're going to see a huge drop, $100. It's going to go down to $299, $250. For the new gen consoles. And what that'll do is it's going to make room for, then that'll be the kind of the entry level console. It's going to make room for the new consoles coming out announcing for next year. What you're going to see is, I think the very first person the first company that's going to make that move will be Xbox or Microsoft.
Yeah.
They're going to come down with a real slim entertainment only unit. It's going to be cheap, like $99, and it's going to be basically going after like the Apple TVs, the Rokus, and that kind of thing. Entertainment only, no big video gaming, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because didn't Microsoft announce earlier this year that 60-inch TV that they were going to use for inner presentation, manufactured here in the United States.
The hub.
Yes. And we really didn't hear that much about it.
Mm. You know? It's still there, though.
It's still there, yes.
And their shop in New York, their flagship store, they were saying that they have one of the hubs in there. And again, I would imagine this is for very select groups of, and commercial, industrial or corporate use.
And I'm hoping they don't name it Xbox One or Xbox, because I think when someone gets it at home and they open it up and thinking they're getting an Xbox and it's just for entertainment only.
But you see, that's interesting. So you see that in a sense that you're seeing the game console moving into this area of the Roku and the Apple TV.
Well, I think.
Or Fire with Amazon. And becoming kind of like the center for your entertainment?
Correct. I mean, well, it already is. It kind of is now.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think because everything's going so cloud-based with the games. I mean, everything is so, like we were talking about earlier, everything is cloud-based. And you don't need these big terabyte hard drives anymore and these huge, they're going to be these dummy terminals that all they're doing is just a hub. And you're connected in with your Microsoft account. I say Microsoft because that's who's really leading with this kind of continuity, this whole test.
Well, then not necessarily, because Apple has the AirPlay and all their devices talk over a local network, and you're right, but you could stream cloud-based content.
Yeah,
and so Microsoft's probably going in the same direction as well.
Correct, but you can't jump on your hub and play Call of Duty with Apple.
No.
So no. And you can with, I mean, that's the thing. If you can't play those big title games...
That's interesting that the games drive it.
The games really drive it. I mean, it's huge.
Maybe talk about your last thing here, Shane, before you wrap things up here. And that is, you see a jump back in time machine to access passes.
Yeah, I think everybody's going to go to access passes now. Instead of paying, $50 for a game, you're going to pay $4 a month for the whole library of their games. EA does it now. You can pay $4.99 and play their whole library vault of games.
Wow. So subscription service, similar to what Adobe does with all their software.
Adobe, Microsoft, they're all good. The gaming industry is going to see a huge, drive to that this year.
They're going for a continuous stream of income rather than the one big hit.
Correct.
Shane Hamlin, thank you so much for guarding your voice and being there for us.
Thank you.
Shane, by the way, is looking to start his own new radio program on the podcast Detroit.com network coming up this year.
The 17th of this month, Pwned Radio is coming back on the air. We did it a long time on 97.1, so we're ready.
Look for that. There's something else coming up in the year 2016.